Hello, it's Michael here again, Michael Morris. In my weekly reflections, I've taken the theme of love, and what better way to reflect on love than on Mother's Day, or should I say Mothering Sunday, because the two are different. Mother's Day took off in America in the spring of 1908, when a Christian woman called Anna Jarvis of Virginia, after the death of her own mother, suggested a day to honour all mothers. So it's observed there on the second Sunday of May each year. 2 months later, she promoted the campaign for Father's Day. And interestingly, she later campaigned against how Mother's Day in particular had become over-commercialised. It became known as the greetings card company that made a fortune out of it, Hallmark Holiday. And she died in 1948, very unhappy with what Mother's Day had become. That's a good example of how the worldliness I spoke about last week can quickly corrupt what Christians seek to do. Mothering Sunday, on the other hand, has been observed since the 16th century as the fourth Sunday in Lent. It's also known as Refreshment Sunday, giving an opportunity halfway through what used to be a very strict Lenten discipline that included fasting and prayer, to return, often from far away, to the church where you were baptized. As families got together, it became a tradition not only to bake a simnel cake covered in marzipan as a gift for mother, but also a time to cook the family meal with or for mother. People would share a spiritual meal of bread and wine in church, then feast together at home. If I mentioned religion at its worst last week, personal piety less interested in this world than the next, then Mothering Sunday is an example of religion at its best. Family and church, God and the world, belief and action, prayer and fellowship, all together, like Christmas, Easter and harvest. Originally, Mothering Sunday would honour not only the ideal mother, Mary, but also the less than perfect mothers that we all have. Parenthood is a privilege, motherhood especially so. We've made great strides since the 1976 Sex Equality Act in righting the wrongs of the unfair treatment of women by men for far too long. But there's still much more to do, and that's why we also have the International World Day of Women's Prayer and International Women's Day. The fact remains that women's stand to shoulder an unfair percentage of domestic work and responsibility for children. And that's been brought into sharp relief the past year with the need to homeschool children until this last week here in England, in addition to bearing expectations to continue working. And this burden is borne even more by the single parents that it's so easy to forget, especially when they live in poverty, often in unsuitable accommodation without so much as the luxury of a garden. I thank God for the part the people of St. Mary's and so many other churches and charities play in helping those most in need. From observing harvest all year round by collecting to support food banks, to praying and working for justice for mothers and children in the two-thirds world. Celebrating motherhood gives us the opportunity to be grateful for all that our mothers have given us. As a teacher, I was always puzzled by the insistence of so many that children shouldn't copy, because it's by copying, imitating, that we learn the most important things. And it's our mothers, whether our birth mothers or those who became our mothers in their absence, who showed us not only how to eat, use the toilet, clean our teeth and dress, but also how to behave, how to respect people and things, how to pray, how to do good and avoid, or better still, challenge evil. From their first pains of childbirth or even earlier, mothers show what sacrificial love, agape, means in practice. They teach us how important it is to do the right thing, even when we don't feel like it. so it's entirely appropriate that we should break the fast of Lent to honour them. I've been helping looking after newborn twins these past months, and an acronym that helps the self-giving, exhausted mother of twins remember her own needs is EASY, E-A-S-Y. Eat, activity, sleep, and you. Good mothers ensure their children are nourished, they keep them active, they ensure they get their rest, but they also ensure time for themselves so that they may better care for their children. May all mothers enjoy you time this week, and may we give thanks for the nurture that Mother Church offers us all. Shall we spend a moment in prayer? We turn to God to give thanks for our own mothers, for what they taught us and what they've given us. The pain they went through in giving birth to us, in nurturing us, and in letting us go when we were ready. As we thank God for their truly unconditional and sacrificial love, we pray for mothers everywhere. New mothers, exhausted and yet seeing to their babies' needs before their own. Those going through difficult times in their relationships with their teenage children. Those watching their children suffer because of pain, disease, or injury. Those supporting adult children as they forge new relationships with loved ones and to prepare to become parents themselves. And those who suffer the unspeakable pain of the loss of a child. We pray also for those who are not mothers themselves, whether through choice or circumstances. And as members of God's worldwide family, we pray for those mothers who suffer the pain of being unable to meet their children's needs, those in war-torn countries or oppressive regimes, or in places denied the fruits of science and medicine, or denied water or food. So shall we turn now to the one Heavenly Father that we all share and ask him not only to continue to be with us and all his children in their suffering, but also to show us how we might be better brothers and sisters to ensure that his will is done on earth as in heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.